Hi.
I'm a GlobalX developer.
what is your goal? Like, what kind of people would you like to meet here? Like, what are the problems that you're facing in GlobalX development that you wouldn't like help with?
From a developer point of view, I'm now looking for a UX enthusiast and skilled people. Because I'm simply a developer and I'm not really good with the UX development. And you? Why are you here? What is your interest in GlobalX?
I want to write an article about whistleblowing and whistleblowing platforms.
Hi. Several things. First, like transparency. I believe if we could have a bit more transparency in governments and institutions, it would be great. And I think this kind of tool, since it's quite like good looking and quite easy, and it's really aiming at making things more easy, I think it's a great way to encourage like more people. Like, okay, I'd like to leak something, and I think at this time now they still don't really know how to do it. And I guess when this will be deployed, like when many organizations will have their own Global Leaks node or similar software, when every press office will have this kind of software, I mean, it can be Global Leaks, but it can be like any similarly working node, leaking things will be just made much easier. So I guess for transparency, it will be just great, you know. So I guess, like, from another point of view, I think for democracy in general, it's like a good project.
Do you have some project that you would like to run with GlobalX?
Personally, well, it's not really like, it's like kind of leaking, but I've worked a lot on Syria, and I've been like kind of frustrated like about people not being able to easily submit things in a kind of like secure way. So I thought about saying these kind of things already. Yeah.
We could perhaps, do you have a box?
Yeah, I do.
Would you like to come up here with your laptop and Beckman will assist you in setting up an instance of that?
No. It's a Debian. Yeah, why not? Maybe, yeah. Maybe give me like some time to set up another VM, you know,
yeah,
like a VM apart. But
once you have the VM ready and you have root, you can come here and
okay. We can do it during the day or maybe
or
this evening. It's a workshop.
Yeah, I know, but it's like
you can pull out your laptop and start.
Of course, we just we don't have unlimited time, so
okay.
Just one thing, if somebody feels not comfortable with the camera, I can avoid him.
Yes, hello. I'm here also because I don't want to forget to say that I found some technical problem about installing GlobalX on my laptop, and so I will need your help after this. And anyway, I'm really interested about your idea. Basically, is really important. And in the last 2 days, I had some idea that I would like to after discuss with you or discuss all together. And I can do it now. Okay, I discovered this project some months ago, and I've talked with Maker that I meet him. I met him 2 months ago in Cosenza, and I had a project I had 1 year ago about. I'm Italian, like you, and we have. I share this problem with all the people we have in Italy. The big problem is mafia, and. It turns out that in the last year we discovered that most of the boss of the mafia, we were looking for them in Venezuela, in France, and we find that they were at home, actually. They were in the basement, or they were most of the time inside the restaurants. There was a wall that actually shifted, and after this wall, there was a second house, and they were living in the territory and managing their business. Now I'm pretty sure that there should have been more than 20 people to know their position. So I was asking myself if it would be possible to have, let's say, an internet site that could geolocalize a mafioso, kind of this. And if that could have been a leak, I would like, because I had this idea before, but now I would ask to you if this could be possible. Yeah. And because basically alone, I don't know how to manage it. Yeah. That's it. Legally, I think it's not a problem, because basically in Italy, if you want to do something like this, they will not stop you.
No, but I mean, they can kill you. They
can, yes, not the state. The state law will not stop you. Not the law, but they could. But actually, we'd look. Okay. You know, I don't care. Actually, I don't care. I don't care. You can wreck my face. There's no problem. Yes, but let's say, if I or we, me and another person, we provide the tool, the important is to make that the person that give us the leaks, or the leaks to the society, will be protected. I have no idea. For the moment, I have no idea.
That's sure.
Let's do it.
So mafialeaks.it is free.
Give an example. Okay.
Let's say that we would like, I don't know.
Locate a mafioso. Let's call it like this. Okay. For sure.
Okay. How we are going to advertise this initiative? I mean, how we would make the mafioso, the organized crime person, know
that they have this possibility?
Yeah, this is one that we
should. I don't know, because maybe I'm not good at marketing. A good sale maybe could help. Yeah, like that. Like Libra or
they can support your project and make some, you know, okay, now let's say that we have a goal, we have the financial tool, we have to involve someone else of the support.
Yes.
We need to define which kind of information we collect
exactly. Okay.
Or that.
Yeah. Okay. I'm thinking right now, okay? Let's say I will choose what kind of newspaper or internet site or blog I will share with this information. I mean, my goal, was, because I give you an example. You remember that when Borsellino had a 17 years old girl that was inside the family of mafia, and this girl unfortunately suicided herself. I don't remember, it was in Turin maybe, because all the family put her out of the family because she was telling to the police that. Her own family was involved in the mafia. So the problem is now we have this huge boss of the mafia. They are inside our territory. We don't know where, but they are inside, let's say, in a pizzeria or inside a restaurant. Let's say if we can raise at least 200 people inside the town, we can go there and put it out of the restaurant and put it in jail. This is the goal. We do it by ourselves. We don't need to give because if we tell this information maybe to a newspaper, they have 12 hours to run. Just let's say if someone put up the hand and say, you know what, I know it's there, and then there is another hand that rise up and say, yeah, it's true, it's there, and then a third hand and say, yeah, I also knew this information that someone told me that was there. Because this is happening also, I have to say, unfortunately, in my small town that I'm from north of Italy. We are 8,000 people. But we know that happened, that this person asked 300 euro because it's better if you give me 300 euro because maybe your bar could burn tonight. You know, some. And who told you that? But I heard, if you are in 20, and we know that was that person, like you, let's say, that you are stealing 300 euros to him, and you are hidden like a rat inside a restaurant. Come on, we can rise and come in 200, enter in the restaurant, picking up you, and bring you in jail. This could happen. I don't want to open the parentheses about the authority in Italy because this could be an agreement that would lead us to stop at midnight. But the idea that I had was that people, to involve people to protect themselves, because actually the problem is that many times also authority knows that they are there and they do nothing. Because they don't have, at least I want to excuse them, because also in my small town, the carabinieri, I'm sure they know the name of this person that is doing this in my town, but they simply don't have the proof in their hands. Yeah, you know, they know he lives there. He's not even hidden, this person. I know where he lives, the streets, name and surname, and I can do nothing. But we all know that this is happening, and the police doesn't have the proof and cannot put him in jail. So what to do? That's why I loved your idea, and I was thinking this about the last 2 days. But I don't know how to develop it. Okay. Well, so this was, I mean,
So I'm Ákos Marói. I'm from Hungary. We are running an investigative journalism project in Hungary called Átlátszó, which means transparent or see-through, for 2 years now. And we have deployed to GlobalLeaks this spring ourselves. So we are running an installation of GlobalLeaks. We call it our installation Magyar Leaks, Magyar meaning Hungarian in Hungarian. About our experiences, it's quite nice. GlobalX is very simple to set up, especially if you're running on Linux servers. As said in the presentation, it has package repositories to it, so basically you're just installing a package, and then you can configure it. Documentation is quite okay, and then immediately it will basically run and do what it's supposed to do. Of course, we were early adopters, so when the first time we installed it, it had some rough edges, but that was expected and it was okay. And then we talked with Fabio and the others, and I submitted some bug reports, and they were all fixed. So it's a very nice experience. So this is just sort of the technical aspect of how to install this thing. But as Fabio also pointed out, it's you need to do a lot more for such a platform to work. So basically you have to communicate the existence of this platform to the people, and you also have to basically tell them how to use it, because it's always a compromise between security and friendliness, user friendliness. So basically what we did is that we created a dedicated site to this project, which can be looked at from a normal browser. And we created a sort of an infographic on how to use it, so like different steps you have to do to use it. And then, of course, we also describe it in text, but we know that, you know, infographics are way more efficient in submitting information than just, regular text. And, if you... Magyar. So if you scroll down, so this is all in Hungarian, so you wouldn't understand. But if you scroll down a little bit, then we will see. Or I can scroll down a little bit, then. It's okay. So basically, this is kind of the infographic that we created, describing, you know, what you need to do. And it just describes from the leaker's perspective of, they need to get a Tor browser. And then they need to go to this. This is our Onion URL. So this is the thing that you're never going to be able to memorize. Actually, there's a single piece of information that you have to somehow keep in your pocket when you want to do some leaking. And then basically it's just the next steps they just describe, you know, your regular file upload procedure. So you select your file, you press submit, and then you're basically done. And that's our infographic of how you should do the leaking. And of course, there's a lot of details that you have to watch out for. Like you have to first, of course, make... So this is all. These are the steps when you already have the documents you want to send to us. Now, with the documents, of course, you have to be careful, because it shouldn't contain anything that in any way will point towards you. You also have to be careful when you're collecting these documents that you don't leave traces within your organization. If they find documents on your laptop which you're not supposed to have, then that's a problem. But this is something that is different for each organization. So it's you can't really be too specific. You can just give various generic guidelines of, you know, what people should be careful about. And then of course we tell them that they should not do this in their office or at home, even if possible. So this kind of safeguards that you should adhere to. But what we tell them is that when we receive this information, then our journalists will look at it, and if we decide that this is an information that is of public concern, then we will investigate it and we will expose it and we will write articles about it. So basically, because we are into investigative journalism, that's what we do. So this is the whole point of having such a leaking platform, that information can be sent to us in a way that it's secure, it's anonymous, and the sender or the source of the information will remain anonymous as long as it's up to us, basically.
How much stuff are you receiving?
When we launched the Magyar Leaks, we immediately received a few documents a few days afterwards. And then, which was good proof of sort of the user friendliness of the whole setup. But after that, actually, this momentum faded down a little bit. So now we're receiving less documents. So I would say, since we started this leaking platform, and of course we have sort of other means of communication as well, which are not as secure, but other people use it, like. A normal email and phones and stuff. So I would say that this leaking platform is sort of one way of getting stuff to us. There's other channels as well. So we received I would say less than a dozen documents since we started, but it's a start and it will grow.
And what's the ratio between interesting documents to crap?
The documents we received are relevant, mostly what we receive.
How much junk do you receive?
We didn't really get any junk.
Oh, great. 100% of interesting documents.
Yeah.
It seems that there is a panel down there.
In the star.
Okay.
On the whistleblower stuff.
Who's doing it?
You.
Okay, so let me hand over the microphone then, and then you guys can have the panel discussion.